Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Lord see. Yeah.
So Nancy Pelosi is refusing to give people a stimulus, and I went on Tucker to talk to the president last night, and this is what's happening. So get this, America's longest war, a visual history of 18 years in Afghanistan.
All right. said, loud said, loud said, loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. Hey, y'all, this good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Said, living on our knees and all the other stuff. It's interesting. The song is so appropriate for us. Today. Ow! You know, All right, y'all. And it's so, you know, it's so appropriate for today. And, you know, the question of what does being black and proud mean? Folks have taken that and just used us to a T. It just used us and killed us with all energy and all aspiration and just a, that's the song sticking to me as I was young. And what are we giving our children today? They're being young. I got a lot of stuff to talk to y'all about today. I hope I can get through it because it's very important. Wherever you are in the country, in the city, in the state, and I want you to chime in and tell me what's going on in your country in relationship to this. You know, I was, another black child died in Fulton County Jail. I saw the mother on TV crying. Her son hadn't been in jail long, but got beat up and died. It was very healthy when he went in. Some misdemeanor. And I've not seen anybody, Sharpton or all the folks who go down and make money off somebody getting killed, go to this woman rescue. I did see a lawyer from there with her. But that was just one. That was the eighth person, I think, that was killed in that jail. The poor mama who went to pick her child up, who was in there for something, wasn't no killing or nothing, but he didn't make bail. I think $2,500 bail, whatever the percentage of that was, she didn't have to get him. When she picked her child up, he was dead and full of bugs. And I want to know, where are the black lawyers? Why aren't you down there seeing about these kids? If it's not, now if the prison was all white, y'all would be down there. But you have black sheriffs and you have black person over that jail and black folks in there, and they're killing these young boys. And y'all not saying, and I'm not saying they're killing violent people. You got folks going there just need a $2,500 bail. And the jail is so nasty, they're calling on the Attorney General, somebody, to close that jail. I saw Greta Sessions, I think she, and some other lawyers on Newsmax, they were talking about close the jail. You need to go look at that jail. I mean, it's the worst thing in the world. And the sheriff thinks he's some hot stuff because he knows anybody going to come sit in there because it's black killing black folks in that jail. But some mother are crying for their babies. So I want to know, I'm going to call Sharpton when I get home and say, why aren't you down at the Fulton County Jail, Sharpton? I will definitely call him because they need something to go down there and see about them. I felt so sorry for that mama who just lost her baby, who went in, and she didn't have money to get him out on $2,500 bail. Yet they letting people out of jail here, illegal immigrants and everybody else, for nothing all over the country. They committed a crime. They just let them walk. And you got young. I really felt, as a mother, I guess, and a grandmother, because, you know, those of us who are parents, when our children go out, we worry. When any of the black men in our family go out, we worry. We don't worry just about the white cops killing folks, and that's not good. But they can get killed anyway just by being, it ain't just by being black. Some of you driving while black, walking and everything else. And we won't say anything about that. Just like when anything black going on, we turn our head. If it's political, if it's criminal, anything. But this woman stuck to my heart when I saw her crying on that TV for a baby. She didn't have the money to bail him out. Even, you know, he wasn't like no criminal that was, you know, had a long rap sheet or nothing. He was in jail. But some robbery, some burglary, some he did. It wasn't major. I'm not anything is major. When you get anything, you shouldn't be doing that. But she couldn't make the $2,500 bill. Now her child is dead. That's the eighth or ninth child. And I want to know, see, CNN not covering it. MSNBC ain't covering it. None of your major media. If you want to see that jail, and you want to see, you're going to have to go online. You're also going to have to look at Newsmax. I mean, you got to see it. My break is 7:30. Don't do that to me. Okay. You got Brianna is here being trained by Titus. That messed up my train of thought. Okay. You don't have to tell me. I'll tell you. Okay. I'll point at you. Okay. All right. So I just sit in the chair. If I got a break, I should have sat in the chair. Okay, she's good. She's going to be all right. Her name's Brianna. She's young, and I'm going to give her a chance, and I'm going to work with her because she's going to eventually be my engineer. But anyway, I got to go back to my train of thought. But it's just terrible. As a mother, I feel bad about it. So we need to talk about that. And like I said, when I get home, I'm going to call Sharpton. I'm going to say, why aren't y'all down there? Because it's inhumane how they're treating those young men. Like, and maybe they don't want to do nothing because that's the jail that the girl put Trump in. I don't know why, but the fact of the matter is that there are black people out in that jail. It's not even, they want to let their dog go in there. Roaches is running from it because bed bugs and other bugs trying to eat them up. But let me just, and something else. We're going to talk about that. I also want to talk about the land question. You know, when I was in office, I told you God wasn't going to make no more land. And I told you and most of the land was on the west side and the south side. The 16th Ward, the 20th Ward, 3rd Ward, the 2nd Ward, and some in the 4th. We had all the land. And all the land was represented by black people. And where there's land, there's power. And y'all might remember, I put all of my land on hold. I held it and said 70% of this land is going to go to be developed by black folks, and we put a TIF in place so we can help them, and 30% by other people. People went crazy. In fact, some folks told me, ain't nobody going to do that. And in my book, you'll see where when we did the parade, when we did the African-American home builders and how we'd be able to get the buildings. I see they having Black Wall Street over Woodlawn today, but we were talking about businesses everywhere. It was a land for black people because everybody, by Chicago being an ethnic community, we thought that we had a right to have it too with our music, with all our other stuff and our restaurants. Some of y'all might remember Blue 47, all the stuff. And it was playing from 43rd to 55th on over to State Street even had been playing. But it was about the land. And black folks got tricked off the land. Just like we got getting tricked off the land in Mississippi. I'm going to bring Dennis on one day to talk about this land question. We got tricked on the land question in Mississippi, Alabama. And we are like a rolling stone, just like we got tricked to come over here on the boat. And they're tricking us now. Now, I saw our mayor, and they're doing it in New York, too. And if you anywhere in this city, in this country, and you got those illegal immigrants, they convince you to say migrants. Because they have broken the law. See, and that's the thing. Why are we, and all those folks, if they want asylum, they should have came the right way. I mean, we got 7 million people in there already. Now, there are people coming from Canada. The other day, they apprehended so many, so they're coming north and they're coming south. Because they said nothing's going to happen. There's no law there. When there's lawlessness and there's no structure and no God, a community is not going to make it. And they keep your head in the sand. But every morning you wake up, you turn on TV, so-and-so got shot. This is bad. There's never nothing godly or something to make a child or a person look up. When a child always say, be safe, you know, there's nothing like you can do it. We are a community. We can do this. We can do that. It's always the other stuff. Now, why am I talking about the land question? Mayor Adams, I saw him, poor thing, God rest his soul. He ain't dead, so. God be with him. He started putting folks on islands and stuff because New York got a lot of different islands where he was building these tent cities and stuff. So I saw our mayor. They was talking about they're getting ready to put all these tent cities all of wherever there are places to be to keep these illegal immigrants from being cold. Send them home. Put them on buses. But I know that the mayor... Not the mayor, but the governor, I think he did some with ICE. I don't know how ICE is doing here. They might not let them get ICE. Some of these folks have no business here. And some do probably need asylum. They should have went, like Jesus said, to Caesar, give for the Caesar. And they should have came through the right way and did what they had to do. But they said they're going to put tents, and they're going to announce, where you think they're going to put them? The only land is in the black community. No land is nowhere else, so you get ready. They finna spend millions and millions of dollars on this. And you sitting here, I know people can't get apartments, they can't get jobs, they don't have, they talk about food deserts. And when they say in food desert, that's a code word for the black community. Because you tell me another one that they, who else? All the other folks, they have stores because they have currency and they have country. And here we are in a country that we built, the descendants of enslaved blacks in America, who this country belongs to, that we let somebody push us out and stop believing this ain't your country. Systemic racism, every day they just kill us, so that we don't have a minute to think about what we can do, what schools we need, you know, what do we need in terms of skills, how you can make it. A child is not hearing that. But then other folks come in and you read, they say, like, their babies are more important than our babies. We got to make sure these children can read and make sure they have warm places to stay and make sure their parents are working. Now, that, y'all better, but no, y'all too busy caught up in this. They said that's gaslighting. I'm just learning what that is, all this other stuff that you wake up to every morning. And there are some people who make a lot of money off of keeping that other mess going. And I'm not saying we shouldn't look at stuff. They don't have to do anything. They're making money. I was looking, if you look in yesterday's paper, and you see yesterday or this week, where what day it was, that Johnson was saying that how much money they spend in agents with these illegal immigrants. And he said that that's why they're trying to get them, you know, Capital Chair and all these other folks. They're getting a lot of money. And I guess all due respect, the new president of the Push must want to get in on the money, because I saw him on a news conference. I'm like, we got to have empathy. Well, the Bible said charity begin at home and spread abroad. We got to be empathy and empathize for our children, for our families. You know, there's like, our children don't think nobody care about them. They go into a school that's teaching them about Satan. They go into a school where they're not learning. And they walk out and everybody talking about them, and there's nothing positive. Nobody's directing them to get skills so they can work. There's more money in the skills. I got a guy I'm going to bring on who's going to talk about the dirty work and how much money's in that. All we talk about is abortion and gun control and white supremacy. Nothing else. None of that is revealed in the community, because nothing else is put in there. Now, y'all need to talk to me wherever you are in this country, and especially Chicago. Look around you and see where the tents are going to go. Tent City? I went by 51st Street yesterday. They already started them a little mini tent city north of, east of the police station. They done put up tents all over their own CHA land that black folks got moved off of, ran off of. And they got some up and down Wentworth. The land, and y'all better start talking to y'all aldermen and stuff, the land where they're going to put the immigrants in the black community is in Second Ward, Third Ward, 20th Ward, 16th Ward. Fourth Ward don't have no more land that much. They do have schools, empty schools and stuff. And nobody's really dealing with that. This immigrant that went to this girl and strangled her and raped her and threw up under the bed and all that stuff, I'm not saying all them folks are like that. But you can open up something. Now their whole concern is to make sure that these children learn math and science and they learn English. Not the Constitution. And they're getting ready to let all their parents, they had a work program here where they have, in New York they have, so they can come sign up for work. We had no job program for our folks. When I was in our house, I used to have a job program for young people to put them to work. And men, they don't have the program. They're going to put them to work. In New York, they got mopeds. They got them, they on the street sleeping, but they done gave them all of these bikes so they can go be making their side money, delivering food to you. You don't know what they got. Who they are, they can make a little extra money. It's like, something is wrong here. Y'all got to help me with this. Are we stupid? Are we stuck on stupid? Or is black folks afraid to fight for themselves? I'm telling you that you got to jump on. Is somebody else telling you what? I'm gonna take a break in a minute. Okay, 1 minute, I'll take you a break. Oh, yeah, okay, I'm helping out Brianna. Give me two, then I'll take a break. 2 minutes, Brianna. She's going to be fine. She got a beautiful smile, y'all. Whew. it's kind of, you know, get to you. When you look at what's going on, I lost my train of thought there for a minute because I'm helping train. I'm helping out my little new engineer. She's going to be just fine. But there's something wrong with this. When I got up this morning, I saw Push President Limbaugh. Well, we got to have empathy, and we got to, you know, like all migrants and la-da-da, they got talking points, paid talking points, and I don't care. Anybody listen to me know it's wrong. There you got those folks over in Woodlawn, they say, but on 51st, 49th, 48th, and the lake, y'all remember that place? That's the place that Harold Washington announced in. That's the little place folks had a little banquet. That's the place folks met. They would meet and greet and have all kind of stuff. And they're going to give that restaurant and that hotel to illegal immigrants. Do we have to pay for these people? Now, read the article, because and I'm going to do some more when I come back. I'll take a break. The article is in Friday's paper, because they get ready to do the budget. He said you got to cut and then increase taxes. Is that right? This is why this country was started, because people got tired of the Britain taxing them and they had a rebellious. They rebelled against that. My taxes are so high sometimes, and then when they raise, every time the tax bill come out, I get a letter and bombarded with folks want to buy my house. That's a game. There's nobody fighting for the black child, the black woman, or the black man to increase and move them up. Now, we talk about we can get you all riled up so you can go burn and tear up something. Now, we can get you all riled up about hating police officers. Who? And last thing before I take my break, who brought those folks to the police station? That's all part of degrading the police. Somebody told me they went to do business in the police station on 51st Street and cutting these folks in there all over the place. That should be illegal, but you try to do it. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. I got to take this break, and I'm going to come back and finish. Because you got to read this whole, to my city of big shoulders. We've been, it's going to be in our community, y'all. The Greek people ain't going to have to holler too long. Because they're going to put them in our community. The Greek people are going to keep their Greek town intact. Because they're not taking it. And then I want to talk about the schools. Those, and economics. Those three things I'm going to talk about. Wherever you are in this city, wherever you are in this country, if you're having some concern, I don't need to mean no mess today. I can't take that because I'm really upset. Because I see what's going to happen, and it's going to be on us before you know it. Okay, Talk of Chicago. I got to take a break. Talk of Chicago 69 reviewing. Our number is 773-591-69. We're streaming live to www.von.com. We're on our radio. Take us wherever you go. We on Blog Talk this morning, y'all. If you miss it, you can go back. And I guess Evan and Exxon, because you're not tweeting, because they shadow banned me, and Facebook. I don't know whether Evan is handling that, but we got that. But I'm going to come back and finish talking about this land question. We got us. I want to know, tell me what's wrong. And I don't want no mess because I'm going to hang up on you because this stuff is too serious. Dorothy Wright, Tim McCoffee, in the conversation with me right here at the Great WVON in the city of Chicago. Get your coffee. Get your tea. I'll be back in 2 minutes, I think. Come on back and talk to me.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
What does access mean?
Access means owning a home.
Access means growing my business.
Access means building generational wealth.
No matter your goals, U.S. Bank Access Commitment Programs and initiatives provide the tools and resources to help you reach them. Access your financial goals at usbank.com/access. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, family, Salim Wakil here. Make sure you check out my show every Saturday night from 7 to 10 p.m. as we inform and inspire the most astute audience in America. Check us out.
Salim Wakil, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
New in September, it's a Vaughn TV exclusive series. Check out The Recession. Watch as a female hustler takes over her boyfriend's business when he goes to prison.
But when he comes home, he finds out the streets are different, and so is his girlfriend. If you like Trap Queens, you are going to love The Recession. Then watch the family-friendly Hidden Orchard. Watch two crafty teenagers solve the mystery of break-ins of Airbnb and their middle-class neighborhood. You're not going to believe the culprits. And there's new Journey Stories on demand featuring astronaut Victor Glover and Ariel Investments founder, Chicago's own John Rogers. Watch Vaughn TV on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV Plus, or on any mobile device at VON.TV or on WVON's new app. Tell your friends about one of the fastest growing digital streaming networks in the country. Vaughn TV is our culture on purpose.
Vaughn TV's Thursday night of premieres kicks off in October, powered by McDonald's.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay. Quality conversation, protecting, preserving, and preparing our past, present, and future. Sunday evenings at 4 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Perry Small will take your call at 591-1690.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Right. Am I back? Okay. I'm back, Titus? Okay, I'm back, y'all. We're going to have I'm looking forward to working with this young lady. She's going to be good. I like to see young folks being trained. Okay, we're back, y'all. And I'm not going to go over everything I said at the beginning because I want to talk to y'all at some point. But I am very disturbed. And I want y'all to read the paper where he said that they're going to have to... The money they got to come up with and how they got to do to help these people. These people, some of them are thugs, helping them and not helping our own, which would segue into the fact that our schools are messed up. And it was an article in Friday's paper, Sun-Times, about Stacy, the president of the teachers union. What's her name, Gates, Davis Gates. She said the reason why she don't send our kids to public schools, to she'd send our son somewhere else. She said about how bad the schools was, what he didn't have. I'm going to go into that more next time. Our neighborhood have been basically been robbed of everything, said Davis Gates, who live in Chatham. She said that leaves families, especially black families, on the south and west side, facing a terrible dilemma. I mean, that's some interesting stuff. All three of her children, but to get on to that, and she was talking about how bad the schools are, how there are no resources, there are no this, there are no that. Y'all need to read this article, and I'll get back into it at my next half, because this woman, I mean, I'm not knocking her for putting her child in a private school, because these schools are not worthy of our children going to them. They got satanic clubs in these schools. They teach them all about sex. These children can't read. You don't know what these children are going through in school all day and how traumatized, what's going on. They don't think they don't have nobody, and they come to you. But she laid it all out. She said everything I said. She said it was a difficult decision. She said many schools on the south and the west side, the courses offering are very marginal and limited. And it was a very strong priority was the ability to participate in co-curriculum and extracurricular activities, which frankly don't exist in many of the schools, high schools. I mean, you talk about how bad these schools are that we keep spending our tax dollars on. My tax is going up. And she said everything, and I want to thank you, Davis Gates. I want to really thank you for telling everything that I said. She said is unfair choices for Southside Family Schools. She said my neighborhood school don't even offer. It doesn't offer web design. It doesn't offer student counseling. It doesn't offer resources, sports opportunity. It just doesn't do that. That's something, y'all. She also said they looked at selective enrollment in Magnet High School, and some of them, they was too far to go, but that would have to require her son to spend time on traveling. In the end, she and her husband concluded that the best option was private school. And I'm not knocking her for putting her children to the best education. What I am knocking is that folks fighting and boycotting and getting raises and leaving our children in school. These schools suck, y'all. I'm an advocate for homeschooling, private schooling, choice and all that, because we're losing. We didn't just lose because of no COVID. We're losing because they're strategically making sure that our children are a dumb class. Because right now what you're trying to see is an elimination of the black community by some of your white liberals and your elite people. You know, you see people now, and they have taken black folks, and they got it. Everything that we have, the land now, you know, even when you talk about, and we'll deal with that another day, reparation. When we had a structure there, when we was getting ready to put this thing together, we passed the order to try to make these companies pay. They jumped in front of it, started doing articles on why it was necessary for they people was slave owners and all you got to fight. They took fighting for repairing the damage to a whole nother level so that we wouldn't be structured and have us all over the place. And they got us all over the place now. And this stuff is serious, y'all. They finna build these places on CHH land that belongs to these black folks that they ran off. Some of them died, and their family should be able to move there and housing on that land now. It don't make no sense. When I was fighting to keep those parents in public housing, y'all talked about me and all these so-called black folks to talking this stuff now, they even come and try to help. I pleaded with y'all, let's fight for our community. We cannot allow these people to be pushed off the land. And now, the only place to put the tents are in the black community. At Talk of Chicago, 69 of a VN, 773-591-690. We're streaming live at www.vn.com. We're on iHeartRadio, tickets wherever you go. We're on Facebook, a group Facebook, and you can also get us on Blog Talk. And we're going to be talking about this throughout. I want to listen to y'all. Because I don't know what to do, because I don't want to hear no mess. I was upset when I saw the president of Push this morning telling me we got to help the migrants. They not, you know, that upset me. I mean, we're always making our people last. I am sorry. Ain't no black in the rainbow. The rainbow God gave was for Noah. When I was growing up, when you looked at the rainbow, you prayed and you prayed for something because we believed in the Bible. But Rainbow Push this morning was out there telling, I saw it first thing this morning, we got to help our migrants. They're not migrants. They're illegal immigrants. We have a constitutional law that you come and those who need asylum get asylum. They don't need no asylum, half of them. You let some black men go up in the police station and start fighting and see what happened to them. The same thing happening in Georgia. I'm back. Let me go to the phone, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to take calls from y'all. I'm going to let y'all be doing most of the talking this morning because I'm fired up and I'm really worried at the same time upset. So let me go to the phone. Gina.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Tillman. I have so much to say, but let me make it quick because your time is short. Let me tell you something, how serious I think this is. if our elected officials don't find out who's behind these illegals, I don't even call them immigrants, these illegals coming in here, flooding the country, trying their best to replace us, mm-hmm. something serious is going to happen. And I ain't never been wrong about my feelings.
Uh-huh.
We have a place, we have a restaurant called Popeye's Chicken. I'm not kidding. I thought it was just me. I walked into one. I thought it was like, I thought, oh, this is Hispanic. They done changed the whole thing, and they just insulted. I started asking other people. They said, honey, you didn't know that? It's not just McDonald's now. They have taken over now most of the Popeye's Chicken. I said most of those employees.
Because they got folks, they got black folks' food that our folks don't want to work. I know children looking for jobs. When my granddaughter was home from college this summer, she was trying everywhere to get a job, you know. You have to
speak Hispanic. I was just a sub teacher, so I got fired like the rest of them. I was going to work at McDonald's. I said, okay, I'm working the postal plant in Rosemont. I want to work downtown. So I worked at one of these McDonald's. I went to about three of them down there, and I'm not kidding. They handed me an application in Hispanic. Well, I don't speak Hispanic right now. I'm going to try to learn it.
I ain't going to try to learn nothing. We better fight and take back our country. This is an English-speaking country, and we need to tell folks that you speak English. You learn the Constitution and come in. We might need to have a meeting with all of our leadership and say, well, okay, tell them what you're going to do and what's the plan, because we live in a representative government. We are a republic. We're not a democracy. And in a republic, what you deal with is local. That puts your representative locally. And we got to do something. I guarantee you there's no land in this city but in the black community.
They got to find out, Ms. Tillman, who truly is having those people coming over here. Once we find out who's behind it, just a little bit of that, who's behind bringing them over? And I saw on my phone that five more buses are getting ready to come in here.
Well, we should demand that not only do the city takes back its so-called sanctuary city status, but the state do too. I mean, black folks is being docile right now, and that's a sad thing. They got us looking at something that ain't real. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. They got us looking at the wrong thing. We got to protect our children. When they asked Jesus, what do we do about Caesar? He said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar. That's the government. Our country say that if you're going to come here, you come across. You don't do here. That's illegal. You get put in jail and sent back. You come the way you're supposed to come across the port. And now they're coming in through Canada. I'm concerned, y'all, because I don't know what's going to happen when all these tents get put up in the black community, because that's exactly where they're going. Anita.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Anita.
You know what?
What?
It's really weird. Chapel Hill is mostly white, right?
What?
I see no older white men walking around here. I think that's really weird. I asked my children, do you see them? They said no.
What is it?
So somebody hiding. And they're doing some dog stuff, and the bed bugs that you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about what's going on. This is in Georgia at the Fulton County Jail, where these black men are being ate up with bed bugs. They died. There's a ninth one just died. I saw that mother crying. That's why I'm gonna call y'all. They said, why aren't y'all not in Fulton helping these black folks who these jails keep killing? These folks are not no killers that they're being killed. These folks going in jail and they can't afford a $2,500 bail, and they're killing them.
Well, let me tell you something. Down here, they got old white prostitutes on drugs, on Section 8. They get these guys when they come out of prison, the older ones.
Okay, they're taking me off what I'm talking about.
No, I'm trying to tell you where the money also is going.
Well, I want to say right here where we at, though. I ain't talking about these old prostitutes, white prostitutes. I'm talking about this other stuff, Anita. What's going on with this?
But this is in Confederate towns. They're preserving everything with no value and not preserving anything with value.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Look, I tell you, the reason they're doing us in, because the black mass is being led in the wrong direction by these black leaders who And so the black masses say what the black leaders want them to, what they feel. They don't know no better. Because all they watch is MSNBC and CNN. I watch them. They don't watch Newsmax. They don't watch Fox. They only watch all these stations. There's a lot of stations on TV. You have to just flip and find them. you know, and stream and see what's going on because you are being brainwashed. Ron.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Tillman. Stacey Davis Gates is the ultimate hypocrite, Ms. Tillman.
I think
now,
so, but you, oh, wait, no, no, wait. Look, I don't blame her for wanting to put her children in somewhere better. She said it, she said what we've been saying, Ron. She said the school's no
saying.
Good. And she said that we're not, I'm not going to let my child go there. She's supposed as a mother look out for best for her child. But most mothers don't have that luxury.
Well, and then she was part of the effort that blocked the scholarship program, Ms. Tillman, in the state that would go to poor black children.
So they can have choice. The dollar can
so
follow
they
the
can,
child.
Uh-huh. Right. But so she wants, so it, but then she also criticized choice in programs as being racist and stuff. But those programs, and again, I sent my children through private school. My wife retired from
I
a black
you, my grandkids, my
place.
Son wouldn't let his kids go. My son, I got one daughter.
Absolutely not.
One of them came out of De La Salle. I got Dorothy Genius, Dorothy Jean Tillman, who homeschooled. And we found out
yes.
there's genius in that child. She's working her doctorate at 17. Now, she was so smart. When she was in school, there was something about you're academically aggressive. Jimmy took that child out and homeschooled her. And and my other boys went to Hail Francisco because my children said, oh, no, 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 no. Because they know as a parent, I fought for these children. These parents are not fighting because they don't know. They really don't know. They got them blindsided.
They don't know. And you paying the thing about, but Ms. Tim, that story went national. I was listening to some program. It went national because of the hypocrisy. Now, the other people in the channel, they got to send their kids to, I guess, CVS and all. But she basically just came out.
Said, ain't
and
no
all
good.
The taxes we paying. And what me and, well, we've been saying it.
Yeah.
We've been saying I've been fighting for choice 25, 30 years. But last time I made one thing regarding immigrants.
Did you
really
see the paper? Did you see Friday's paper?
I have it right in front of me.
And the city, a big shoulder? Where they going? I saw our mayor on TV before I left saying, we'll let you know where we're going to put them. Ain't no place on land but in the black community.
And I agree with Bill said he was not involved with this process of this plan to put them out.
Well, they
out
might not be involved in it, but they all need to get together and shut it down.
Yeah. But lastly.
Wait. I'm not going to let you go with that. They should not get away with it. I wasn't involved. Hell, if you ain't, you represent me, y'all get together. Oh, no, they're not
right.
coming here. I tell you over there on 51st Street.
And stand up.
They are voice. And what
that's
they don't
well,
know, what they
don't
know, they ain't got these folks going to take over, and they will not have a job. Or they will not be represented because these folks are not going to let them represent.
But,
you look at the numbers now. They will be gone because they're already fighting to let these illegal vote.
But you are a great almond, and you understand the role that the mayor should have some respect for the almond if they're going to bring in something like that.
Well,
so
you get what you get.
Yeah, but
he got to have it. They got to demand it. They don't have to take that because some things can happen without this. You know, get away from this plantation politics. It's plantation. And I'm telling them I want the black community to know to own the land in this city is in the black community. Now, you tell me what other land is.
You're right. So lastly, I was reading last night and on the news that the President Biden is proposing a new plan, Ms. Tillman, for the migrants to keep them in Texas, that they cannot leave
Texas.
Which
is
Texas.
Crazy. Then he tried to do that. Texas ain't got enough room because you got all these other folks. They're also planning to give them licenses, to give them work with the unions and all. There's a lot of stuff going on. The black community, we're in circle because we don't understand. We're looking at this systemic racism stuff, and they are working us and pushing us out.
But I support the governor from Texas because, as he said, they are not a sanctuary city.
They don't have
the room. These states and cities that said they were sanctuary city. So he said that they tried that before and a judge blocked it. So I hope a judge blocks it again because this is Biden's and the Democrats. Let's just call it like it is. These are the mainly Democrat states and cities that said they would welcome them, Ms. Tillman.
See, it was a game with them at first, and now they got to show the money. It's like, what's that, the Martha Vineyard? We are welcoming city. They don't want to, nobody want, hey, look, the game is to pile these folks up in all our community to push us out. And that's what's getting ready to happen. And when I told y'all about CHA, there's a game going on here. It's going to be terrible. It's terrible. Wake up, black folks.
Yeah, but Stacey Gates is just horrible. Just disrespectful.
Saw Bush this morning. The new president, we got to be more gentle and more working with the done migrant. Then got some of that money. I don't care.
Yeah,
I said it.
Yeah, that's why they're irrelevant. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Nobody's fighting for these children to close these schools. They should have a press conference to talk about this black boys being, there's big bugs are eating up in Fulton County. Call that mama down there who was crying, who baby was in jail. Not for nothing major. Now the boy's dead. Why? Because you got black sheriffs down there. Because you got black folks over that stuff. They don't have, nobody have a license to kill another human being. I'm sorry. Renee?
Yes, Ms. Tillman?
Yes, ma'am.
When you talk about solutions, I hear you that you say that we shouldn't learn.
I didn't say you shouldn't learn. Everybody should learn different language. Just to be able
because
I want a solution, man. I wasn't saying that was a solution. I'm saying
but
I was.
It's got to be a part of the solution. My son is at a school that is majority now Hispanic. I participate in the parent meeting. I'm the only black person there.
How do you get in there? Is it a?
It's our neighborhood school. It's the neighborhood school.
Okay,
and the black kids are so difficult. I hate to say it, including my son, does not want to learn.
Get your child out of that school and homeschool your child or put them in a private school, Renee. That child getting damaged in that school. Get your child out of that school.
I can't.
Yes, you can. We don't say can't. There's a God, and you talk to God about your child. If Stacey can take her child, you get your child out of that school.
You're correct. But
I mean, what's more important is fight for your child, right? I tell them we better learn that language. Hell no, English is a language. You're not going to damage my child because he don't speak English. That's how I feel.
But look, they be talking so much. You don't know what's going on. I know what it feels like. I don't learn Spanish, but I'm trying my damnest to learn it because they talk about
why you learning
right in front of your face.
But why you learning to get your
is black?
Renee, you missing my point. I'm about to go. Why you learning to get your child out of the school? The baby got to be saved first. That's how I feel. See, that's what I mean. They got us feeling helpless. They got us feeling helpless. I don't know what to do. Look, your taxes, your country that you built. I'm sorry. Brother Jacob.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, good morning, Ms. Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine because there is a God.
Absolutely. We woke up this morning and we on the other side of the dirt. There definitely is a God. Absolutely. So what I wanted to say, Ms. I know you said that the jails down there in Fulton on Wright Street are pathetic.
I think what I was saying is that 9 people have died down there with them bugs. Nobody said anything. I saw this mother. As a mother, I felt her pain.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her crying. And nobody's talking about it. They said the jail need to be closed.
Oh, absolutely. We got inferior jails, prisons up here also.
When I was in office, I went to all the prisons and I spoke. But right now there's an emergency going on in Fulton County and the jail need to be closed. I'm mentioning what I've seen. I'm not trying to argue about it.
Oh, no. It seems like you got triggered when they had to process Trump down there.
Oh, no, it ain't got nothing to do with Trump. It got to do with that black mama that I saw and that jail that I saw, and it was young black boys. Plus, I have people in the South. I have people in Georgia.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You gone. See, this is why we can't deal. Don't mess with it. Ain't got nothing to do with no. When I saw the jail, I got very upset. But see how we going? You said this white man got our brains? If you trigger Trump or Biden, you know, These black folks lose all their thoughts for themselves. I don't give a damn about Biden or Trump. I'm talking about black people right now. What's good for black people? What triggered me is seeing that mama cry and that boy with them bugs. Talk of Chicago, 69 of Ravine. I'm number 773-591-69. We streaming live, www.wvn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, on Blog Talk if you miss us. I got to take a break. I want you to get your coffee and get your tea because I got you. Come on back and talk to me. Don't I tell y'all, don't bring me that mess. I'm talking about black babies, black people, them black men down there, and that mama. Go and look it up. That mama cried. I felt her crying for her baby. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back. I got family down there.
Hey, Alexa, play WVON 1690 AM.
Getting WVON 1690 AM station from iHeartRadio.
Try it out for yourself. America is listening to WVON.
Nation Network, mobile payment service, Cash App, reports their service is up and running and have resolved most of their issues, but say delays may still be experienced. Users of Cash App say the outage affected their peer-to-peer payments. Governor Phil Murphy has named New Jersey's next lieutenant governor. Governor Murphy is tapping current Secretary of State Ahesha Wade to become New Jersey's third lieutenant governor and the second black woman to hold the post following the death of African-American Sheila Oliver. The IRS is cracking down on millionaires that owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. The agency announced that it's launching an initiative funded by the Inflation Reduction Act to increase auditing on large businesses and the wealthy. And celebrity birthdays, actor Lorenz Tate is 48, rapper Wiz Khalifa is 36, and civil rights activist Ruby Bridges was born on this day in 1954. And that is the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
I'm Terry McCready.
And I'm Kevin Brown on your home for 24-7 News, the Black Information Network.
Fulton County District Attorney Fawnie Willis is requesting the judge in the Donald Trump racketeering trial shield the identities of prospective jurors.
A Fulton County grand jury returned a true bill of indictment, charging 19 individuals with violations of Georgia law arising from a criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in this state.
Willis is seeking to protect the individuals from harassment suffered by the grand jury that indicted Trump and 18 co-defendants last month. In a motion filed in Fulton County Superior Court, Willis asked Judge Scott McAfee to prohibit defendants, the media, or anyone from capturing images of jurors or the distribution of any identifying information.
A Colorado district attorney says no charges will be filed in the fatal police shooting of 14-year-old Jordell Richardson. Aurora police officers spotted Richardson and several other teens robbing a liquor store back in June and gave chase. One officer tackled Richardson, who reportedly tried to grab a pellet gun in his waistband, leading to a struggle that ended with the officer fatally shooting the teen. According to the DA, there were no markings on the pellet gun to indicate it wasn't an actual handgun capable of firing bullets. And surveillance video from a nearby bar shows the two struggling over the weapon. The DA says the officer's use of deadly physical force was not a criminal action.
Another death is being reported at the Fulton County Jail. The sheriff's office confirmed a 24-year-old was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. It marks the 10th jail-related death this year. On August 26th, a 34-year-old man was found unresponsive in his cell and later pronounced dead at the hospital. His family is demanding answers.
Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, is linked to a higher risk of a range of disorders. A study by the University of Augsburg in Germany found people with ADHD were 30% more likely to attempt suicide and 9% more likely to develop major depression. Statisticians say suicidal behavior and ADHD share a common genetic factor along with impulsivity, which is considered a key component. The study also showed a correlation with ADHD and an 18% higher chance of developing PTSD after trauma. Black children are more often undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, or underdiagnosed with ADHD than their white peers.
An Oregon man who spent nearly half of his life behind bars on death row is a free man. Jesse Johnson was released earlier this week after an investigation found his lawyers failed to provide effective counsel. In 1998, he was charged in the fatal stabbing of Harriet Thompson. Johnson waited 6 years behind bars to go to trial, and the Oregon Supreme Court confirmed his death sentence. Johnson moved for post-trial relief proceedings. 15 years later, the appeals court determined Johnson's lawyers were inadequate during his trial. Coming up, the family of a 10-year-old boy who was arrested for public urination may be taking legal action. I'm Terry McCready along with Kevin Brown on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Barney's New Life has sea moss. Did you know that sea moss can support immune functions, weight loss, promote healthy digestion, and is known to lower blood pressure and cholesterol? Sea moss also contains 92 minerals to keep the body performing in tip-top shape. Barney's New Life offers sea moss in liquid pills, gel, raw, powder, and gummies. You can shop at Barney's New Life Health Store or online. Stop by 3141 West Roosevelt Road or visit nlhealthchicago.com. That's nlhealthchicago.com. You can also call 773-762-1090, 773-762-1090. Barney's New Life is still Chicago's alkaline water headquarters. Alkaline water is still $1 per gallon. BPA-free containers available for purchase. Visit Barney's New Life for a new you.
Hey, you're up next. My throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome today.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
Greetings, family. Salim Muwakkil here. Please join me on the Salim Muwakkil Show every Saturday evening from 7 to 10 o'clock and experience the growth of your mind muscles in real time. Check us out.
Salim Muwakkil, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Attorney Ernesto Borges. I'd like to invite you to join me for the Borges Report for lively discussions about legal matters, politics, government, entertainment, and the topics that concern you and your life. Start your Sunday the Borges way with the Borges Report.
The Borges Report with Ernesto Borges, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
WVON.
From Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio, WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hope that
the present has brought us, facing the rising sun of new safety. Let us march on till victory is won.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I've been there. Ain't nothing like a mountaintop experience, you know. Y'all really don't understand that when he say, you know, we would be meeting sometime. We'll talk about that mountaintop experience that you have. That's a hell of an experience, but you got to be right. You cannot lose your moral authority. You can't be playing with it. That's a feeling, and that's when you know God and guided you. He said, but I don't mind because I've been there. You know, and Dr. King and Bevel used to talk about to us about that mountaintop experience. That's in them little private meetings. So he said, I don't mind. I've been there. And he allowed me to see it, and I looked over and I seen the promised land. I might not get that with you. You know, they might take this body, but it can't take my soul because my soul and my spirit belongs to God. I might not get there with you, but we as a people will get there. Why? Because Dr. King had observed all other ethnic groups rebuilding their community as doors open. A lot of our people, some might not have, but a lot of our people reaped the educational, political, and economic benefit of our community. Economic, political, education, benefit of our community, and did not come back to rebuild our community. They just come around and treat us like social workers. We just be glad to see a celebrity come back and rebuild community. 7 o'clock, wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, wherever you are, because I get calls, you know, the people listening, I know those soldiers over in Hunt Down in the bunkers over in Korea, they be listening. The lady told me, so they... And when they out hunker, and I know I get called, people in Ghana be listening, all over the country, folks listen to me all over the world and all over this country. Wherever you are, you got to wake up. It's 7 o'clock, wherever you are, and take that deep breath. Because once you understand who you are, the heart and the mind is one, the soul and all that. We're going to take a deep breath, understand it's all right to be black. Come on, Brianna, you with us this morning. Brianna handling that board. Let's take the deep breath. Black, 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 black. We got to do it 2 more times, Brianna. Black, 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 black. 1 more time, little young lady. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for you? Black, to love yourself, don't mean you hate anybody else, but what's wrong with it? Black is beautiful. And most of the resources are in the black world. And we are God's people. Get in line. Margin time. Let's make up our mind. Because we can come on. We're going to move on up. Yeah. Don't take our land. Hey, yeah, if you're black, you want education. If you're black enough, you want to tell children they can do anything. If you're black, you got to fight in order to be seen as a savior. Okay.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody.
That's what I'm talking about.
As I said to
that's what our children,
night,
our community need right now.
Nobody else can.
But they
do
say
this
you can't do nothing to hold back
no
and help back. Why is it Simmons? You didn't
do this.
Ooh, Jesus.
No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill.
You
can
sing
do
a pal. Oh,
us.
You can do it, baby.
If the Negro is to be.
Come
free,
on, Dr. King.
He must move down into the inner resources of his own soul.
We got it.
And sign
yeah.
the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood, his own emancipation.
They don't want our children to hear that. They don't want our people to hear that. They want to tell us, follow me now. I'm going to tell you what to fight for now, what you got to do. They got to work with us or come behind us. We cannot let other people lead us. We got to lead ourselves.
Take your man.
But we got to put God first.
Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of.
Dr. King, it seems like they done made themselves shame again. They told a lie.
They couched it in lies.
How did they couch it?
They made everything black, ugly.
They doing
and
it
evil.
Again. They doing
look
it again.
Look at the dictionary and see the
it's amazing how we have regressed.
It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure.
Yeah.
Ha.
Uh-huh. Get the language right.
But I want to get the language right.
But if you don't control your language, how you going to get it right? Depending on other force. Our force is God.
I want to get the language so right
that
people. Everybody here will cry out.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of
come
it.
Come on,
a black
child.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and I'm beautiful. Do you know who you are, little black child? Do you know who you are? Do you really know who you are? Woo. Lord, I mean, you think about Langston Hughes and all these other folks, the stuff in terms of our suffering, which was much worse and being a descendant of an enslaved black, then Jim Crow, and we invented and we did all this stuff because of the positive reinforcement, but all they get now is negative reinforcement. And those children who are fortunate enough to have people, parents still taking them to church or folks around them telling them they can do everything or people telling them, don't worry, God got your back, they can move. But if they're going to be a minority, that's not good, y'all. We can do this. I know we can do it. I'm back, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 1690 Review, and our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.wvon.com. I tell you, we're on iHeartRadio. Take us up, you go. We're on Facebook and group Facebook and X, which used to be Twitter. And we're also on Blog Talk if you miss us. We are back, and if you want up at the 6 o'clock to get it, too bad. And don't come talking about stuff already been talked about that you missed. Okay, let me go to the phone. Jacob, I'm getting you out the way. You've been holding a long time.
Yes, blessings, Elder.
Thank you.
I just want to, what happens is, Elder, we confirm everything is written in Isaiah 42:22. It says, but this is the people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for prey, and none delivered for a spoil, and none say restore. That's Isaiah 42:22.
Okay.
This is us. The Creator know exactly what's going on
God,
with us.
God.
I mean, the Creator, I mean, people got these. We got this.
Go on, keep on talking. You use your moments.
Okay,
on.
Well, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with saying
I
creator.
I think you like to do
all right.
This with me. Go on.
You don't have to say creator. You say God, same thing.
Okay,
you say.
Mm-hmm.
But across, I'm in Houston, and you know, I'm in Houston, Texas. And that
y'all got a lot of them immigrants out there, haven't y'all?
No, Abbott, he sent them, the governor sent them straight to Chicago.
But no, they got a lot of them out there, though. I watched, I followed them. They all taking over the streets, taking over, robbing folks and everything. Texas got a lot of
issues. No. Now, in El Paso, it's been going on because you can walk across the border. You can walk across the border.
You say you in Houston,
now,
right?
Now, El Paso, but Dallas, Houston, Austin.
You say you in Houston?
Yes, I'm in Houston, and Texas is the biggest state in the country.
Okay.
They got plenty of room. They got plenty. It's the biggest state.
Okay.
Land. But what Brother Jacob was saying, I was in Harris County. The same is in Cook County, Harris County, Montgomery County. You name it across the country. All these travesties has happened to us, but it's written that it was going to happen. Thank you for letting me talk today.
All right. Okay. Love you, too. I had to get him on about the weight because I love him, but I tell you, God bless you. God bless you, Jacob. Lord, all power to God. Henry.
Good morning, Sister Tilma. How you doing?
I'm fine, brother. How you doing?
All right. The Democratic Party did this because, you know, back in the 60s, they supported and backed the Civil Rights Act so black people would be always loyal to them. Now they're letting these people in with the sanctuary cities and everything and making them police officers and all that.
I don't see, Henry, how you let illegal people become folks who enforce the law. I don't see how they are allowing these people to be all over the police station. I still want to know, how did they know to go to the police station? Who took them there? Some of our money that we paying people? That we got a lot of folks in charge of them, taking them there? Is that also a part of dismantling the police department? I don't understand it. The police can't even touch them. They got the fighting up in there. They couldn't put them in jail. Some of them attacked the police, and nothing you can do. Something is wrong with that. I don't know. There's something wrong with that.
Well, I think they bit off more than they can chew. You know, they left the floodgates open, and they just piled on in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. You go down 18th Street, they're all out. I went down 51st Street. They got tents east of the police station on the vacant lot, CHA lot up back there. They're all depart on Wentworth. When they say they're going to build some tents and make Tent City on land, the only land that you have is in the black community. Now, we already got the folks over there on 48th Street upset. That was a meet and greet place. Your elected official. Retired, your scoochie, just folks just meet over there. They go over there and they had a little drink in that place. They went to another place. They met. They strategized. Something is wrong with that. That was the last place Harold had his meal. That's where he announced that. They taking all of that. Anybody giving them this stuff free? They're paying to give them that. Who money are they paying? Your money, baby. Your money. Pass the Weatherspoon.
God bless. How you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, I thought that we had to fight the power to be. The song by Isaac Brothers, fight the power to be.
I'll fight the power to be and put it on hold. Okay.
And we got to go to Tanya. Get the people to know God. Just don't go to church. Get the people to have a relationship with God. We left God, daughter. That was going the whole United States. We left our God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm saying, but see, that's why we knew we could do anything.
Come on.
Because God do anything but fail. But these folks have got tricked out. Ain't no God.
No,
you go to the satanic stuff. Ain't no this.
Come on.
You know, father of our weary years. We never look at it. Really, but right now, we're finna be annihilated. We're finna be gotten out of the way, I tell you.
So we left God. Mm-hmm. Our first love is God. Love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, then love your neighbor, daughter, as yourself. We got to love people. We don't even know what love is.
Spread the love. Thank you so much. I thank you so much. You heard what I said? Okay. All right. I tell you. Woo, Jesus. Uh-huh. What we got here? Doll.
Hey, God bless you this morning.
God bless you.
Thank you. I just want to say that there's going to be a revolution. It has to be for a revelation to come through God for our resolution, Alderman, because like you all are saying, this is not really about immigrants and all this other stuff. This is about what we have not done. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from them with the ways. He said, if you be my people, I'll be your God. If you do the book of Deuteronomy, which Moses helped write that book, you will see the things that we are doing. It's really the same thing.
I have a question for you, Darva.
Yes, ma'am.
My, are you saying we're supposed to ignore what's going on? It's not about these folks, 7 million folks.
Oh, no, no.
Wait, I'm asking.
Oh.
Wait.
Go ahead.
And they're getting ready to. And they're getting ready to have tent city all over the city. And I'm telling you, the only place they got land is in the black community. And they're going to make sure that their kids get their school and their meals and they learn English and math and that their fathers and mothers go to work. That's an effort put on there. We got to deal with it, right?
Yes, but Alderman, listen to what I'm saying
to you.
I heard
what you said.
We left God. See, we are being cursed. Remember what God did to the Israelites, the grown-ups? He destroyed all of them.
So you said the reason all this stuff is happening to us is because black folks left God?
Oh, that's, yes. That we don't even know God. Like you just said, you and Pastor Weatherspoon just said.
Okay.
People be saying, I don't believe in the Bible. I don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. And I'm God and all this. So God is going to show you who is the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Dorothy, we are the chosen people. But we chose to do drugs and have guns. God, we are really the Israelites. And Judah and Israel, we need to go back. But see, they trying to make us believe that they are chosen. So they took the whole Bible and made it fit for them and to make us believe that it's about them. And we
All right, Darva. Okay. All right. I want us to back on my point. I got you, but we got to stay on this point of what's going on.
Okay.
She's going to look up.
But the immigrants.
Is going to be flooded. And our children right now, God is not going to bless you if you allow your children to be miseducated. Your children, your men, you're not taking care of. He give you something that nice, and you ain't going to fight for them, pin it with a purpose and all that. Hey, something's wrong with that. God gave us these beautiful children. Suffer little children come unto me. So all that other stuff is irrelevant if we don't take care of our children. Mama D.
Hallelujah. Greetings to you. Resist the evil that is going on. Be at the city council meeting on Wednesday. Vacate the sanctuary welcoming law. If you are drunk with the wine of the world and have forgotten the God of your weary years and silent tears, sober up. You have a spiritual problem. Leaders are leading us astray, and they are representing foreigners instead of citizens. That is an act of treason. The solution, recall the politicians at the state, county, and local and city level, and we are not represented.
We're paying taxes, and we're not getting all these school taxes we're paying. They're talking about Gates, about her and her son. I don't blame them. Every mama want to make sure, but we have a right to it, too.
Why
she said everything
is she
we
at
said.
The head of the school? She's at the head of the
teachers union in the city of Chicago.
She's against school choice, but when it comes to her personal choice, she's for it. She ought to resign. Everybody ought to demand that she step
down. Well, that's the union. Ain't nothing you can do about that. You know,
step
you
down.
Can talk that. We need to,
that's what they got us saying.
That would be the union.
We can't do nothing about this. If we can't do nothing about that.
Okay.
I serve a God that can't. And if I'm all things, I'm more than a conqueror. And it ain't over until I win.
All right.
And
thank you.
You're going to be indicting, folks. Why aren't they indicting the jail keepers that's letting bread bugs eat people alive?
I'm going to call Shopton when I get home.
Where's the indictments on that?
Yeah, well, I'm going to call Shopton because I felt sorry for that mother who was crying for her baby. And that's 9 of them. You hear this man call me tomorrow? That's because they put Trump down there. That's why you hollering about it. No, I'm hollering because I'm a mother.
They have indicted all of those 18 people. Who's going to jail for letting people be eaten alive in a jail cell?
Well, I just think that it's just...
Where's the indictments on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about... What do you think about this land question? You got 1 30-second or a minute, because I got to take a break.
What I think about that land on 115th in Halsted has already been designated for low-income housing for citizens.
Wait, now, you know he said that he's going to build so many thousands of tents that's going to be warm.
Look, yeah.
They're going to have school,
Repeal
clothing.
Them.
Wait, Mama D, wait, because I ain't got 30 seconds. I want to hear me, Mama D.
So you can let these people sit in those offices another 3.5 years and do whatever the hell they want.
Mama
do.
D, you've been angry, and
are
angry
you out
don't.
Of your mind?
And Mama D, can I say what I'm going to say? Thank you, Mama D. I'm trying to say the land, that's why they're moving us out. The only land was in the and the black community. That's why they got mad at me. Because they came to me and said, no, 70% the black folks, 30% the others, then you have others, but you got to hire black folks. We have to take a stand. We will have, you still, I saw in the paper, where the Chinese people, I got that too. They wrote a whole article about what all the Chicago, Asian, American, and Pacific Island need, affordable housing units. They said they need more units. They need more of this. They're fighting specifically for their people. And then I wake up this morning and folks talking. We have nobody, and this is the first time in the history since we've been in this country, that there was not black folks meeting, the ministers meeting other folks, dealing with and fighting on behalf of black people. Something happened when they shot Dr. King, and these folks scared to fight for black people. They think there's something wrong with that. I have all kind of friends. To love your people don't mean you hate anybody else. Talk of Chicago, 69 of VUN. Our number is 773-591-6090. We're streaming live, www.vun.com. We want iHeartRadio, check us wherever you go. We're talking about this the big shoulders who are going to be sacrificed. We got to sacrifice where these immigrants are going. We're talking about the education. What do you think about what Gay said about that? She told the truth about the education. She said it's no good. She wasn't sending her babies there. But yeah, our money. What do you think about that? And they said they're going to teach the children separately, really, in them tents, so they can get it their math and their signs. So what do you think about wherever you are in the country? We got to wake up. Somebody need to speak for us. And what do you think about that press conference they had to push? Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm MC Light. You know me as the rapper. But guess what? I am the CEO of Sunny Girl Incorporated. We call it SGI. And SGI undoubtedly has a Cadillac, an Escalade, to be exact. It's luxury at its finest. It's black, it's sleek, it's clean. And I can show up to any red carpet or any event and feel like I'm flossy. I love it. Cadillac.
Visit Cadillac.com for more.
Black men are 50% more likely to develop prostate cancer in their lifetime and twice as likely to die from the disease. There are many factors that can increase the risk and worsen the outcome of prostate cancer, not just being of African descent. This is Dana Devine, host of the Equal Health, Equal Hope show. This Saturday, we'll discuss possible ways to decrease the risk and treatments for prostate cancer. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible.
New in September, it's a Vaughn TV exclusive series. Check out The Recession. Watch as a female hustler takes over her boyfriend's business when he goes to prison. But when he comes home, he finds out the streets are different, and so is his girlfriend. If you like Trap Queens, you are going to love The Recession. Then watch the family-friendly Hidden Orchard. Watch two crafty teenagers solve the mystery of break-ins of Airbnb and their middle-class neighborhood. You're not going to believe the culprits. And there's new Journey Stories on Demand featuring astronaut Victor Glover and Ariel Investments founder, Chicago's own John Rogers. Watch Vaughn TV on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV Plus, or on any mobile device at VON.TV or on WVON's new app. Tell your friends about one of the fastest growing digital streaming networks in the country. Vaughn TV is our culture on purpose.
Vaughn TV's Thursday night of premieres kicks off in October, powered by McDonald's.
Hey, you're up next.
My throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter.
WVON listeners, we have saved African Americans $212,239,634, helping them understand these overpayments, and we're still sitting on $79 million worth, and exemptions, we're still sitting on $38 million worth. So come on in.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter, Monday mornings at 11:30 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour, if we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Come on, Otis Clay, the late great Otis Clay.
If you could see you,
the founders of the Herald,
through my eyes,
hey,
instead of your ego.
We lost one of our founding members, Janie Bennett. Sarah's gonna be here soon.
Then you would be surprised to see,
hey,
that you've been blind.
Come on, all these folks. Hey.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All the things that we fought for, they're just taking it.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
They're not us. See, you walk a mile in our shoes when we come through.
Before you abuse.
Yeah, abusing black folks.
Accusing
us. Come on, black leadership. Come on, ministers.
Now your whole world.
Yeah.
You see around you.
Uh-huh. Come on, Otis.
It's just a reflection.
Yeah.
And the law of the common.
What the law say?
That you're gonna read just
what you doing
know.
To our babies. What you do in our community and our children, you're going to reap it.
So
black folks, what you do, you're going to reap it. Come on, Otis.
Total perfection.
Yeah, those who are going to reap the benefit.
Then you better be careful.
Better be careful, those who are going to walk away from us.
Of every stone.
Over there on the mountain, throwing some down here. You better be careful. You got to take care of these babies. Yeah, y'all, there are folks out there on 43rd on the west side. You know, I don't want my children going to school with them. Hey.
Every day.
Every day.
Because I don't think.
Because I don't think.
Oh, where am I?
It's your family, baby. It's a black family.
The same way you do.
Woo!
Though I may be.
Yeah, coming.
Coming people.
That's our children.
I'm
our family. Yay. Come on, Otis.
And when you strike out and try to hurt me.
Woo, Jesus.
It's hurting.
You gotta walk a mile in our shoes. Black folks' shoes. The descendants
just
of the slave. The descendants of the slave blacks in America. Jim Crow.
Come
we
on.
Built everything.
Walk
banks.
And
houses. But it's God's control. Otis.
Oh, you abuse.
Come on, y'all, up on the mountain.
Criticizing, accusing,
talking about our folks.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Woo. Walk a mile. They say, oh, those kids, they so bad, they ain't got nothing. I ain't going over there. Well, have you went and visited their schools? Have you seen that they didn't even give our children trades? They function illiterate. Do you see they get ready to move us off? They already moved the black folks off the land on CHA, and I told y'all we had to fight because they weren't coming back. Now, they're finna put tents where they land at, y'all. Stacy Gates. The union, I do not knock her for doing her babies because everybody wants the best for their children. She told y'all how bad the schools are. Give me my tax dollars back. The Board of Education just not raised the taxes. The master, they might have to cut programs and raise taxes and take care of these illegal immigrants who did not come the proper way to make sure that their children don't be in the cold and they get food. And they're going to teach them how many black children, or not just black children, Appalachian white, folks who've been here. How long are the descendants of enslaved blacks in America and the folks who built America, the sisters, going to suffer? That's what we're talking about. Look, y'all, they coming. Talk of Chicago 69, we're streaming live. www.vion.com. We on iHeartRadio, take us over. You go, we're on Facebook, group Facebook, Blog Talk. If you miss us, just type in Coffee Tea in a Conversation with Me, and you'll get me. Okay, I'm gonna let y'all talk now. I got like 15 minutes, and that's a lot of time for radio. So I'm going to y'all, okay? And y'all talk. Don't take me off subject. I'm gonna hang up on you. Let me go to Mike. Mike.
Yes, good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
Thank you for receiving my call. I'm very disgusted with the citizens because it comes down to, hey, if folks that you're spending your money for are not doing what they're supposed to be doing for you, do you just sit there and holler? I think you use common sense. Go ahead and teach your own kids how to read. Go ahead and do for yourself rather than just complain and sit there and holler about somebody not doing for you.
Well, some folks don't know how to do it. Mike, hold up. Some people don't. That's what the leadership's supposed to make sure. Those of us like you.
Right. But see, the thing about it, from somebody that's supposed to be doing stuff for you, that you can do some of those things for yourself. Use your own common sense. Cover your own rear end, regardless if the other people.
Well, I think we need more schools.
He's paying to cover you.
Okay, thank you, Michael. I think that when you think of the masses don't know how to do that. Are these children who left in these schools? There's a group that do. And my question is, why are we doing it? Marvin Collins did it. I knew Marvin. She said, "Marvin's parents." Was an inspiration of building that school. When I was at Dr. Ogletree's funeral a couple of weeks ago, and they was talking about the Christian school that the AME have in Massachusetts. You got these churches, they come to church every day and they talking mess and they go do their stuff. Why can't they come together and do like Piney Woods and all the Christian churches we have? Why can't we for our values? Or why can't some of these teachers who retire, we have to do that. The masses can't do it. That's somebody telling me, well, we don't need no leaders. Yes, you do. Every group that you see, they got business, they got political, and they got leadership and stuff. The masses, I don't think, we need to lead them. They don't have the ability to know how to do that. I agree with you, Mike. I don't want you to think I don't agree with you. I just don't. I think we got to focus. When they wake up in the morning and tell them, help the immigrant, I need to hear folks that wake up and say, let's open up our schools. That's what we're saying. We got to tell the masses. They didn't put Harold in until we told them we could do it and we pushed to do it. Al?
Peace and blessings, Sister Dorton.
To you too, my brother.
How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful.
Well, good. You keep that up.
Okay.
I was at the 70th and Cottage Grove police station.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, they also have what tents put up. all outside the building. Mm. And people lined up in the hallways and whatnot.
That's a disgrace.
Yes, it is.
It's illegal, you know, too, Al. It's illegal. And my question to you, Al, do we know who's bringing people there?
And I sure don't know who's bringing them.
Somebody who knows, let us know next week. And that police can't even arrest them. Whatever they want to do, they can't arrest them.
No, they do like they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Illegal. They're already illegal. And then they're talking about making some police officers.
That's doubly illegal. You know? They're riding their bikes and everything outside the police station. You got to step over them to get in the police station.
That ain't right. That's not right. And I don't know why the citizens of this city is allowing that. That's not right.
Yeah, the aldermen should be able to go over there and correct that.
But the only aldermen I see talking about the migrants, as they call them, so the illegal aliens, or the Hispanics. They looking out for them, trying to make sure they get. I saw them on TV. They went, "Yeah, we're gonna build these tents." They looking. They got their people who have currency in country. They came from countries and they got currency, and they're looking out for them. And there's nobody looking out for the black community or the black babies. They looking out for these babies to make sure they get educated. Looking out for these men, make sure they work. And who's gonna speak for the black child and the black woman? That's my question.
Okay. It seems like we're the only somebody going to speak up for ourselves.
That's what I'm talking about.
Most of us scared to do that.
Hey, cowards. Thank you, Al. Thank you. Cowards. Come on, y'all. I tell you. Help me, Holy Ghost. I tell you. Woo. Rosetta.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning, Dr. Rosetta, I should say.
Thank you. Look, I've been calling in WVON years trying to tell people about the Chicago Teachers Union. They are a Marxist socialist organization, and the former vice president told me when I was there, they have an agenda.
Of course.
They hate capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there just like they destroyed the infrastructure of the Chicago Teachers Union and turned it into a political machine.
Uh-huh.
That is what they're going to do to the city. They do not care. They want this stuff to fall
mm-hmm.
so they can build it back up like they did the union in their little socialist, communist way.
Well, let me ask you,
so
Dr. Rosetta.
Teachers,
they say they hate capitalism, but they sure is using and spending it a lot, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, they hate it for you, just like Stacey.
Uh-huh.
And she hates it for you, but she loves it for herself. They're making millions of dollars. Brandon was poor as I don't know what 10 years ago and following me around at every meeting I went to. I could have never foresaw him being the mayor. And let me, and he's not qualified. He's a nice young man. He's just not qualified for the position. But I want to say this about our children, which I've been preaching. I have a petition out. Nobody will sign it so we can get some help for our children with the literacy piece.
Well, I thought we did the settlement, Dr. Rosetta. These churches and these places need to set up literacy for our children. When the Mollison parents went on strike because we found out all our children was failing, and Mollison was a functioning illiterate school, which it is now, and all these school systems are. When they went over to the Alpha House, we had schools set up. We had freedom schools. We had the young and the other one. But the Alpha House had the older children. Those children, because of Donnie Trotter and Jack Childs and James Hill and all of those young black brothers who had to fight the machine, who didn't want our children up in the machine Alpha. But when they got those children, and those children goes, they shut up. It was documented. So we need to just, our churches can do it, our community. We have the template. We got to do it. But these folks.
We have the, if you go on Change, I break it down, explain, because what's happening to the Hispanics, they're getting additional resources.
Right.
And failing, you can't fail them. They're all kinds of things. Our children can't compete with that. And then
and all kind of programs for them and all kind of skills for them. You go over to Malcolm X.
Children.
We fought for Malcolm. We're not even.
Violent.
Yeah, they got a very.
Our kids Our children are speaking Ebonics. That's the only language they learn. They don't have the additional literacy support like these Hispanics have. They cannot compete on any level with these children.
God, we got to pay for what we're doing. We're going to have to pay. They got satanic clubs in the schools. They're teaching our children sex. The leadership who believe in God got to pay. I saw this morning.
And let me say, as far as the teachers, Mama D, you're right. Mama D and everybody, if you know a teacher, talk to the teachers. They're the only ones that can remove Stacy and remove that.
Well, crazy, all of y'all do that. I'm not trying
that's
to.
That's the union.
Okay, thank you. Because then they got all the black folks out. Look, they ain't going to do that. I am not into the teachers union, who their leadership is. There ain't nothing I can do. I can talk about my tax dollars and all the other stuff and plead and beg with these black folks and with these ministers and these organizations to set up places for our children to get some literacy, like she said, because our schools are functioning. You might educate your child, but love has no imaginary boundaries, and I guarantee you they're going to bring the one you didn't help home to you. Taylor. Okay, now, we're running out of time, so I got to kind of cut everybody short.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. You know
what this reminds me of with the illegal immigrants coming over?
What?
You know how black people were in the war fighting over there and fighting the Germans?
Mm-hmm.
And after we captured the Germans and the enemy, they put the blacks still in back of the train and treated the Germans better than they did the black soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel they're doing with these illegal immigrants. And you know where they're going to put them? Right over there by Mariano's, I bet you.
Well, that's just part of it. No, go down State Street.
Tents.
Ride down State Street now. All that CHA land. And that was ought to be worth. Right. They're going to go on State Street and other places. I'm saying, you know where you're going to put them. He already knows. I feel sorry for him because he knows. Okay, thank you.
Right.
Mariano's, that's what ought to be Wells was. That's what he's talking about on King Drive and Oakwood. They're all over there. That's what he's talking about. David, come on, help me out now. I got like 6 minutes. I'm going to try to hit the board.
Good morning, Ms. Stillman.
Good morning.
And well, we're going to be all right.
Tell me how.
Because we see the agenda. The handwriting's on the wall.
Okay.
So all we got to do is not panic, but use rational,
what we going to do?
We're going to be all right.
I heard you. I'm trying to see. I know there's a God, and God got his hands on it. What else?
I'm going to get off this board. We're going to be all right.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. Love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. We're going to be all right, child. If y'all ain't got no church to go to, I'm at 40 at Liberty Baptist Church with my pastor, Andrew Hunch, Jr., one of the greatest brothers in the world. He was at Tabernacle. We followed him all the way over there. And if you cannot come to our church, I want to thank those who came out. I had some folks to come out last week who was in town visiting. Thank you so much. But when you cannot come out, you can look at us on YouTube, Facebook, from 11 to 12, And I'm going to be pushing my – we got a lot of folks retired in our church. I'm leading on my pastor. We got to do something to help some literacy in our program. He's working. He's just been there a few years. We got to do something like that because we might do it for our children, but they're going to bring those kids home you don't want. I'm telling you now, love have no imaginary boundaries.
Hey, Mr. Stillman, this is Cliff from Connecticut. But listen, I'm close.
Oh, they got Al.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right.
They got Al.
That's okay. I'll be whoever you want me to be. But
no, that's what they
got to
be,
my point across.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. But listen, you are 100% right, man. These damn churches, man, got to do a whole lot more. Get the sororities, the alphas, the Qs, the deltas.
We got the template. We just got to make them do it. We got the template.
Absolutely. Eastern Stars, the Masons, man. Get anybody teach it and get into these damn churches. Now, you watch your church on Sunday, and not to say anything because my church does the same thing. I'm tired of talking about David and Goliath, and Samuel, you got 100 people or more in the church on Sunday. Teach them. Teach them how to read.
Well, we got
math.
Teachers sitting
you're
up in our church
right.
Retired. They can set up a program for literacy. We got to do something for our children.
You're absolutely right, Ms. Dorothy. I agree with you 100%.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. We got to, our churches can do better too, including mine. We can set up the programs and get a set up, and what we're going to begin teaching children. They got to know how to read. instead I got to wake up and look at push them. We got to help the immigrants. They already going to have education over there for them. They already putting money, and they paying everybody. He said, if you read the paper yesterday, he said they spending so much money with private folks to help these, and they going to put more money in. Everybody going to run for the money now. You got to see God. I'm telling you, you're going to be in trouble. I tell you, put the exit. No more. I'm going to just take the causes on the board. I won't take no more. Okay, just the cause on the board. Just the cause is there. Thank you so much. I'm just going to enter my board, y'all. The rest of y'all, we're going to have to talk next week because this stuff is serious. Let me also say Ms. Janie Bennett, one of our board members of the Harold Washington Culture Center, one of the founders. He founded with Lou Rawls, Otis, Chuck, and all of them. She passed. She's in Texas, Beaumont, Texas, and everybody needs to know that I'm working with Ms. Bennett's children to bring Ms. Bennett home. As soon as she get home, then we're going to have her funeral. Janie Bennett, one of the great women of this city. She used to own the Ranch Motel way out there in Pier Hill, where all the different artists and stuff would stay, and she helped folks. That major feeding program that was at Mount Pisgah that everybody used to go to, y'all might have went when y'all was children. It was Miss Bennett who did. She pioneered the feeding program. Folks, she gave them real food. She worked with Mr. Gardner and Francis Gutt and all of them, and they put together a major feeding program. She worked with Marion Humes, the late all-American Marion Humes of the 8th Ward, and had a women's shelter. And she worked with Mitty Collier, too. I got to call Mitty. And also she was part of our Washington King Resource Center for homeless men when I was alderman, which is a whole other thing we'll talk about. And she also on the board of Harold Washington Culture Center. Keep watching the papers. We'll let you know. Hopefully she'll be home this week soon. And then we're going to have that funeral salute at the Harold Washington Culture Center. We think about it's going to be with Leek, but I'll give you further information. My heart kind of aches because we lost her. She was a great fighter and a great member of the Harold Washington Culture Center board. Also, Mrs. Talbot passed. She was 100 years old, used to be one of my senior, worked for the seniors of the seniors group in my organization. 100 years. They had a funeral last Saturday. I wasn't able to attend, but my heart goes out to the family. I was at her 100-year-old birthday party this year. Now, I'm going to take these last two calls, and I'm going to sing this while I sing the blues. Okay? Anthony. Anthony?
Greetings. Mr. Tillman, how you doing?
I'm wonderful.
You answered something about this immigrant issue. I had a friend that was an attorney in Chicago, J.B. Ross. May he rest in peace.
Ross worked with the entertainment artists. I know, yeah. Ross. I knew Ross.
Yes, ma'am. He was a good man. But when he died, he left his estate to his family member that came into the country as an immigrant as well, and they do not have the same open-door policy that he had. J.B. Ross was a fighter for the community. He retrieved a lot of royalties for the blues singers.
Yeah, that's what I know,
J.B. Yeah, when he passed away, his people didn't have that same heart that he had, so that cut off a lot of legacies and left a lot of people without a place to go. The Prophet Noble Drew Ali left us with a.
Hurry up! I take this last call before I go. Why I sing the blues?
I'm giving
you
a solution.
3 seconds.
To
3 seconds. Mm-hmm.
This the 100th year anniversary of the Morris Science Temple of America. We do have some place for people to go. We don't
call me next week. We'll talk about it more because I got to go now. Call me next week. You got 10 seconds, Minister Plump. You can't call so late now. I try to call in and get the folks in order. Minister Plump, you got 10 seconds while I'm singing the blues.
Way on your
I almost didn't take you, but I took you.
To Black Love Matters, Alderman Tillman, and we hold ourselves accountable for the conditions of our community. Support us as we exercise change. Call Minister Plump at 312-882-5935.
Okay.
Thank
and everybody
you.
Go over to Black Wall Street today over there. On 51st, on Woodlawn. Everybody wants to know. Y'all want to know? Woo! Come on, BB. Everybody wants to know where I'm singing the blues. Hey, everybody want to know. That's my generation. Hey, been around a long time. Hey. The descendants of enslaved blacks in America and Jim Crow, they playing with us, y'all. Factories are paying you too. Come on. Give the roaches some. That's what's happening in Fulton County right now. Yeah. My prayers go out to that mother. 9 people Woo! Yes, I've been around a long time. I'm gonna play the whole song. People are behind. Hey! As much as I can. 10 seconds on reparations. Hey, come on. Everybody wants to know. Come on, y'all. You got to understand black folks. Y'all ain't got no reason to be scared of nothing. We know God. We had great leaders. Black leadership is failing black children. That's why some of y'all churches are empty and y'all coffee too. Come on, y'all. I challenge all the churches, even my own. Woo! We got to have literacy programs. Hey! 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 Woo! Play. Come on, play that Lucille. Hey, you like that, don't you? Hey, I think Brianna like working with me. Yeah, I'm edgy. I like that kid, young folks. Everybody wants to know. Been around a long time. Yes, I really been. It's my clock, right? Yeah, you know, the company told me. What? Yes, you're born to lose. What'd he say? Everybody around me, people. It seems like everybody got the blues. Y'all had the blues in a few weeks when they put them tents up and down State Street and all on the west side and the south side. Hey, y'all. Factory's a failure. Hey, I salute you. I salute you, Gates, for putting your child on a good school, but black children need it too. Woo! Hey! Woo! Hey, y'all. There's the right Tillman. Coffee, tea, and a conversation. My mom loves the blues. This is Jane Green. Hey, until next week, there's the right Tillman say, understand why we sing the blues, but why we got to fight, why we got to go to church. You gotta trust God. I'ma do this. Hey! I had a fill up cafe. Oh! Until next week. Keep on singing it. I'll talk to you next week. I'm gonna play them some more next week, but sing it. Fight. Talk to your preacher organization. We gotta do it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it until next week. Reparation now.
You don't have to do it 10 seconds.
Horror and brutality in this state.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
A black mother's accused of being so cruel, so abusive to her 9-year-old daughter, held captive in a house of horrors with no outside contact for 6 years. Even the judge couldn't believe it.
The child would have to beg to eat, and she's 9 years old and not in school. She cannot read or write. I mean, it's just horrendous.
Standing before the Miami judge, Florida mother Kelly McGriff Williams, the 42-year-old kept her daughter in a bedroom pleading for food. The judge questions why Child Protective Services didn't know about this. Reports are the child's father has been trying to gain custody for years. The judge set bail at $5,000. The mother was ordered to stay away from the girl.
They're all laid to rest now. Funerals the past few days for black victims of a white supremacist who went gunning for black people in a Jacksonville, Florida Dollar General store. Angela Carr, Al LaGuerre Jr., and Gerald Gallion were killed. Reverend Al Sharpton gave the eulogy Friday for Carr, a 52-year-old mother of three, grandmother of 16, who was working as an Uber driver and dropped off her passenger at that Dollar General.
A week after this massacre, neo-Nazis marching in Orlando. They're not even being ashamed to hate no more.
After killing the innocent black victims, the 21-year-old white gunman turned the gun on himself.
Remember the two black men trying to dine while black, but a white waitress in a Sioux Falls, South Dakota Denny's wouldn't serve them, and she called police. The men tell the cops what happened.
I never been involved in nothing like this before, man. Like I said, we just came to get something to eat. And they're telling us that we can't be stored. I've seen stuff like this on YouTube, but I never thought that it would happen to me. Like, I just don't believe it.
The CEO of Denny's couldn't believe it either. In a BIN follow-up, Denny's fired that server and apologized to the men who were truckers just trying to get a meal before getting back on the road.
The black woman who Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis suspended from her job as state attorney is suing. Monique Worrell is taking her case to state Supreme Court. DeSantis claims he got rid of her last month because she was incompetent and neglected her duties. Worrell says it was all politics and a way to throw red meat to his base in his failing presidential campaign. She won her office with two-thirds of the vote and plans to run again next year.